Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Good News, Bad News edition of the North American Wrestling Connection. The bad news is, tomorrow is Valentine's Day. The good news, it's Jason Block's birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jason Block. Happy birthday to you.
And more.
Thank you, boys.
Out of all days, yeah. Why today? Next thing you know, he's going to come after us with a machete.
Well, put it to you this way, is thank God you didn't just sing that naked and out of a cake. So that's all I care about. But thank you all very much for your wishes. I will be 41 in less than an hour. And I just have one question to ask. Did anything happen this week in the world of wrestling?
No, it's been...
Who made a debut. I can't remember who it was. Some indie guy.
Yeah, some really no-name guy.
And some guy got punched in a parking lot, you know, heard about it. You know,
actually, it was a chick, but you know what? You know, she had it coming.
Another guy showed us. We all saw.
Still make Family Guy references.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, let's see if we can fill this hour. I don't know.
Yeah. Let's introduce the rest of the fun boys. Fun boy number one, VRM.
Oh, damn, I just used my joke in that whole sequence. Damn it.
There's fun boy number two, Fort.
Getting out of room 101 required Braden Walker's singlet, SmackDown's women's belt, and Ultimate Warrior's blind hatred for liberals.
Put them back.
Thank you.
All right, put them on the podium. And is this you, Stepboy?
Of course it is.
Hooray!
All right, so we're going to start. And, oh, lest I forget, the manager of champions, or lack thereof, Nikki Hayman.
Good news is that tomorrow, yes, I do have a date. The bad news is that Bear has not told me yet where exactly we're going to land. knowing how busy restaurants are on these holidays, he's going to blindfold me and we're going to end up at Chipotle.
Yummy.
That sounds like a story in Chris Jericho's last book.
Close enough, man.
Wow.
All right. Well, since Stampoy's here, I guess we have to go through my least favorite part of the show.
Inductions?
Pick'ems.
Wee.
All right. First match, Little Petey Pump versus Scott Steiner. Let's just say Nikki's affirmation of Scott Steiner being the jobber of the Main Event Mafia was dead wrong.
Yeah.
However, if I had known that Petey had one foot out the door, and I know we'll talk about that later,
yeah,
I would have picked otherwise.
So everybody got that one wrong, which requires an automatic playing of...
Well deserved.
And trust me, we're going to be hearing that all throughout the show.
Yeah.
Next up is Abyss versus Matt Morgan. Let's just say that we're all a bunch of fools, except for Stat Boy, who is the only one that got it right.
Woohoo!
Woo!
And throwing a ha ha for good measure.
Dude.
Next up, we got the Legends title match. Let's just say Nikki and Four for the smart ones. Since they're the only ones that got that one right.
Wow, this was a bad pay-per-view for us.
That's why that fail button's going to get worn out real quick.
Mm-hmm. Then we get to the Knockouts title match. Typho, VRM, and Stackboy were the only ones to get that one right. And the crickets chirp. X Division title match, Shelly versus EY. Fourth Typho and Josh, once again, Fourth Typho and Josh were the smart ones. Sharkly picking Shelly.
All you had to say was that I was the smart one.
No, I'm sorry, I take that
really
back. Jason gets bumped in that mix, too, because he also had it right.
I can see the board now. I mean, you should know the Atlantic City Buster.
Then we get to the tag titles. Okay, everybody got that one right.
Yay.
Yay.
A winner is up.
We will not hear that for the rest of the night.
Sad.
Not really. Mm-hmm. All right. World title match.
This is Greyhound Service to Atlantic. Excuse me. This
what
is Greyhound Service to New York City. Arriving in New York City, the schedule makes one stop at the Port Authority on 42nd Street in 9th Avenue. Otherwise,
oh,
the national
is
please be considerate of the passengers because you're not on here alone. I'll do my best to keep the connection as safe as possible. Next
is
stop,
it?
New York.
Is anyone driving near an airport?
Are you on the bus?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I am.
Okay. Get off one stop before I do.
All right. World title match. Jason, Nikki, Typho, VRM, and Josh had the right guy. King. Jason had the correct fall guy. That was Bubba Ray. That was Bubba. Unfortunately for him, that couldn't save him.
Oh, well.
And I set a world record.
No points?
I got 1 point.
Whoa! I'm surprised you're not letting Sparky give you take a chunk out of you.
Robert, if it's any consolation, yeah, I've done that before with WWE and TNA pay-per-views back in 07 and 08.
I have to ask, what's going on? You've lost 2 pets in the span of a few months.
Who, me?
Yeah, it's as if you've become MVP around here.
Well, duh, I went to Atlantic City and lost $80.
Next thing you know, Hurricane Helms is going to be mocking you.
What's up with that? Thank you for... Oh, by the way, Four, you still lost. You only got 3. Nikki and VRM also got 3. Jason and Typho tied again with 4. And your winner, NAWC Fizzleweight Champion, the Step Boy, Tony Rialli.
Who is this Tony Rialli jerk, and where can I meet him in a dark alley?
Washington, D.C.
Okay. I'm going there in March anyway, so, yeah, I'll be meeting him in a dark alley with a tire iron.
cool off, Josh. You're the one that won.
All right.
Okay, with that garbage out of the way, let's talk about something more constructive. It's a Tuesday. So we're treated to a greatness that is a Biff Tannen, Jack Swagger promo.
Or for those of you who were confused and thought by the AIM chat name and thought ECW was taped, you were watching Scrubs.
Wow.
I usually watch, and this night was no different.
So Jack Swagger's rambling on, and then some familiar music hits. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the peep magnet has finally landed.
Peep magnet?
I'm sorry, Captain Charisma has finally landed, prompting
Yay.
The first ever play
yes.
of the new story of this.
That.
To which I treated Jason Block, since he wasn't home, to a genuine Joey Styles on his phone answering machine.
Yes.
He checked his messages and opened the one, and all here was, "Oh my God!"
Well, the fact that, first of all, his new remix of the theme is pretty awesome.
Power ballad, ladies and gentlemen. It's pretty.
Grisham's reaction left a lot to be desired, though.
Well, because everyone thought it was going to be on our other different place, but as of April 13th, which we'll talk about later, it might be.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Alright. So he cuts a beautiful promo on Biff. Swagger leaves. Keylong catches him. Says, "You got a match tonight against Christian."
Yay!
Holla.
What do you mean, whoa?
No, I heard holla.
Yeah, I said holla.
That's Scott Steiner.
No, that's Teddy Long.
No. Steiner's holla if you hear me.
I'm sorry, I'm meeting some sweethearts, but I'm also at WWE.com prepping for another segment of the show.
Focus.
Yes. Anyways, Christian Cage comes back. He wrestles his first match. It's like he's never left.
Which is also exemplified by the position he returns to the company.
Mm-hmm.
Braden Walker, he wasn't.
Uh-uh.
By no means.
Mm-mm.
But you've got, even though, you know, Christian comes back at some random ECW show, he still walks in on the cusp of the main event. I know a lot of you, I know you guys probably still consider the ECW title an A-minus belt. But given how crowded the Raw and SmackDown title scenes are right now, this is a great place for Christian to get started.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Whether he wins a title or not between now and WrestleMania may end up being a moot point. We have another piece of news that's going to go with that.
I did just say that a couple seconds ago, but you're right.
Sorry.
We have another piece of news that goes with it. From the NAWC News Desk, it's breaking news with your anchor, Nikki Heyman.
Yes, word was passed down through the annals of the IWC that there will be that the draft has already been set up this year, not the immediate Monday, but the Monday following WrestleMania, which means leaving the door wide open for Christian to go wherever he damn well pleases. I don't have the exact date in front of me. Give me 2 seconds.
April 14th.
Thank you. April 13th, we get to shake up the brands again.
Hopefully this will give Cena back the spinner belt, because no matter what, this can't
go.
I'm sorry, but that spinner belt was a piece of garbage.
I know, but I just can't take it as something Triple H, Edge, and Jeff Hardy are contending for.
Kids are still buying the plastic belts.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, Edge won't put his rated R spinner thingy back on it.
I was just about to say, a couple months ago, I saw some kid buying the actual metal replica rated R spinner.
They probably have those at discount.
I think they could still sell them for full price because Edge may be a bad guy, but he's a pretty damn popular bad guy.
Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of people bought his DVD.
I'll point at Jason.
Mm-hmm. I believe it is still number one on the DVD sales list.
Yay!
Go Edge.
Want.
But, well, let's just ask this question. Where do you think certain talents are going to go?
Hmm. Unless Christian actually wins the ECW title, I think, given the Hardys trend, I think they would end up moving him to Raw. Granted, he'd be right behind Cena, but that's the feud we wanted. Plus, I'll take Christian Jericho, and maybe Christian can slap some sense into Randy Orton. I know, I can dream.
Everybody can dream, Nikki.
And maybe we can get the Christian Cena feud that we waited 4 years for.
Precisely.
And on that note, here's my thought. The cost-cutting measure is still happening. However, No Way Out, which is happening in 2 days, is still not sold out yet. Shocked?
How many? Did they give any numbers to how many seats are left?
Probably about. I can probably imagine some of the cheap seats are still left.
Well, let me.
Mm-hmm.
Keep talking about it. I'm gonna do a little experiment.
I'm probably gonna do the exact same experiment.
Next stop, ticket crapper. Go ahead, keep talking.
Oh. So. How's everybody doing?
Well, I believe we can talk about Jericho's legal, the fact that Jericho is in the clear after his parking lot incident over the weekend.
Good.
Yay.
Talk about how he needs Ralphus back.
Yes.
About it.
We need a Ralphus return, not.
No, but seriously, that whole thing is much ado about nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
it was.
It really wasn't. The idea is that Jericho, there was an implied threat to Jericho's personal safety. Therefore, Jericho had every right to do whatever the hell he wanted to do, including run over people if he needed to. listen, guys. Listen, it's just a little too noisy on this end over here. I'm gonna drop off, and I will talk to you guys, and I will email you the pick'ems, Robert. Okay?
I'll give you the information on IM.
Right. I'll talk to you guys later.
All right.
Thanks, Jason.
Bye.
See you later.
But Jason's right. The Jericho thing, thankfully, blew over quickly and quietly. They were smart not to use it as part of the angle, thinking it probably was.
How could they have squeezed it in?
Sorry?
Is the thing. No, I didn't mean to interrupt, but I don't think they would have, but there was no real way they could squeeze it in because it didn't really have to do with anything going on.
Yeah, they could, because Jericho typically mocks the fans and talks about how below they are, how further down the totem pole they are. He could have talked about how they sunk to a new low by pulling all this crap in the parking lot. Now, sadly, what should have gotten some major press and didn't was what happened to one of our dear divas at an autograph session the very same day.
Oh, yeah, Maria.
Maria?
Guess who state it was in?
Yeah, right in your backyard, young man.
I wasn't there. Don't blame me. However, tomorrow at a Kia place in Federal in Tacoma, there's going to be an autograph signing.
Who dare?
They didn't say. They said a WWF superstar.
F? Oh, boy.
Funaki.
Funaki's dealing with crepes in Texas. I don't think he's going to be there.
Give it a shot. You might get R-Truth or MVP or who's another big guy who loves doing autograph signings? Kennedy, who's not doing anything at the pay-per-view, so he'd have time. Who knows? Maybe we'll get Ortiz or TJ Gabriel.
Oh, that'd be sad.
Eve Torres
only if,
and
only
Kofi
if he's
Kingston
with Alicia Fox, and we could do the Alex Wright dance, all three of us.
Oh, Lord. For the record, my ticket crapper experiment yielded only seats in the 220s. I couldn't get anything on the floor.
That means the $25 tickets are still available.
Huh.
But, yeah, getting back to poor Maria, sitting there minding her own business, signing autographs, and some guy decides to jump up to the table and grab her and keep grabbing her.
Mm-hmm.
Security took care of business. She was shook up for a little bit, but she did finish the autograph session. But, my God, people, between what happened with Jericho, what happened with Maria...
I'm shocked that Vince.
I'm go ahead.
Pretty much going to say that Vince is probably going to stop running Washington State.
Well, that little hole in the wall in was that in British Columbia?
Yep.
Yeah.
That little hole in the wall is not getting no more shows. You don't mess with.
Not anytime soon.
Not after that. No way. I've seen them drop arenas for less. They dropped another hole in the wall in Far East Ohio for not having the back of the arena paved. No, true story. I hit this arena. The back of the arena is nothing but dirt and grass in February. The truck is stuck in the mud. So now you have the truck driver. You have Stone Cold Jimmy, the head of the Jimmy Squad at the time, and the arena manager in a great big shouting and cussing match over whose fault that is. End result, we all got kicked out of the back of the arena.
Loads of fun.
And to my knowledge, they haven't been back since. That place was a dump.
Oh, well. However, to be honest, I don't think... Well, the Tacoma Dome, last time they came here, nothing got a pop. Except for, we'll talk about that later. Let's just cut the chase right now. Go ahead.
I was going to say Tacoma, where every wrestler is Rob Conway.
Ouch.
Sadly, he's right. So now, let's talk about Pick'em, shall we?
Let's.
Yes.
Five matches so far that are listed. I think that's right. That's what I got from WWE.com. Five matches, 7 points possible, okay?
All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So off the bottom, ECW champion Jack Swagger versus Finlay. Who wins? We start off with VRM.
Swagger.
Four.
Swagger.
Nikki.
Jack Swagger.
Statboy.
Swagger.
Biff Tannen. Moving on. It looks like the bastard left out of Biff and Lorraine.
Mm-hmm.
And Nikki, what does he look like to you?
He looks like the bastard child of Tracy Smothers and Gary Busey.
That's hilarious right there. Wow.
And so true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I think Gary Busey might have some words with you.
Bring it. I'll feed him to Mickey Rourke. Battle of the B-movie Carters.
Okay, here it is.
That straight jacket on me. I'm going to pull your endocrine system out of your body.
What the heck was that?
I'm going to pull your endocrine system out of your body.
Oh, yay.
I thought that part Lethal Weapon with the cigarette lighter was creepy about him.
That's the guy who should be performing at WrestleMania. Screw Mickey Rourke. Get Gary Busey in there. He'll cut awesome promos.
If anyone can understand what the hell he's talking about, I can understand.
Go ahead.
Here's the deal. I can understand him. He just blathers on and on about God knows what.
Could be the next Bob Ed Johnson.
Perfect foil for Scott Steiner.
Nice.
I demand my win.
Let's ask the judges. Woo! Shawn Michaels versus JBL, the all or nothing match. By the way, Stat Boy, we do have a rule here. We have the don't give a shit option. You know what that means?
You know, yes, I exactly know what that means. I get a half point.
Yep.
However, I have a very, very bad feeling about this.
In what way?
That they're going to continue this at WrestleMania as the blow-off match. As the second all-or-nothing match. Here, we're sadly going to see Shawn Michaels becoming a permanent puppet of one John Bradshaw Layfield. JBL wins.
Nikki?
There have been a few rumblings and a few hints that Shawn is going to end up running afoul of The Undertaker. Because I don't think it was a coincidence that the dead man dropped in on Shawn at the Rumble. I say Shawn care of business here, and you know, JBL will either, you know, will try to demand his rematch, but Sean's not going to have anything to do with him. Sean wins.
Four.
Maggles. That's who's going to win.
Who?
Sean Maggles.
Oh.
Oi.
All right, I'm just channeling JBL. Now, where are my hot dogs?
BRM.
What has really, with the exception of Ric Flair at WrestleMania, what happens whenever somebody faces this style match at a pay-per-view or something of the sort? Let's take a look at some of the past ones. Samoa Joe versus Angle. Trying to think of some others. Goldberg versus Triple H. I'm not counting Mick Foley or Ric Flair in this, okay?
Okay.
But still, whoever is back, Sting and Jarrett, whoever is back in the corner like this, 95% of the time is the person that's going over, Michaels.
You're going by the last chance rule.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Shawn Michaels is winning. Sorry, Stat Boy.
Huh?
Randy Orton versus Shawn Michaels. I mean, Randy Orton versus Shane McMahon, no holds barred match. DRM.
As much as I hate to say it, as much as I hate to give him a match, Randy's going to win this.
Fourth.
Randy needs some momentum heading into WrestleMania, so he's winning this one.
Nikki.
Randy's gotta justify the fact that he's still got his title shot at WrestleMania. There's no way he's gonna lose to Shane O'Mac.
That boy?
Yeah, Randy is going to win with a boot to the head.
I hear voices in my head. They come to me. They understand. They don't give a shit.
They don't.
Nah.
Okay.
Want to understand or talk to me.
Alright. WWE Championship No Way Out Elimination Chamber match. That is... Yep. Undertaker, Triple H, Big Show, Kozloff, Hardy, and Edge. 2 points. Who wins? And who is the first person pinned?
Okay.
That boy?
All right. My pick for the winner is, well, bleedingly obvious. Edge is going to retain. My first pin is actually going to be the Big Show.
Nikki?
That sounded pretty good to me. Too soon to put it back on Jeff. Jeff's going to have other plans. We don't know where Hunter's going. I've already said what my thought is for Undertaker. Kozlov cannot be pinned first.
That's why I have him pinned second.
I would have him second or third. No, the Big Show goes first because he's the least likely to win.
Yeah.
Fourth?
I'm going to say Edge wins, but I'm going to say Kozlov gets pinned first. Because I think that the Undertaker's going to then pin the Big Show, and it's going to go on from there.
BRM?
Yeah, Edge is going to win. There's no doubt about that.
Mm-mm.
The question, though, is who is the first person that's going to get pinned? I mean, I know it's not going to be Triple H or The Undertaker.
Yeah.
There's
no
way in hell for either of those two.
If it's either of those two, I will shave all of my hair off. Maybe not, but I'll do something.
Thank you, Roger Lodge.
Okay, pushing that image out of the back of my mind. I'm going to have to go with the crowd and say Big Show.
I'm not. Sorry, but I still have a personal bias.
All right.
Sorry, folks. Edge is winning, but Jeff Hardy's getting pinned first through Matt Hardy slipping somebody a little something.
Yeah, that's why I have Jeff Hardy pinned. Actually, I have Jeff Hardy pinned last by Edge.
No, because I would have Triple H pinned last to help set up. I would have Edge Triple H at WrestleMania.
Huh.
And finally, something I would like to call the easiest hell to pick Elimination Chamber. Kane, Kingston, Mysterio, Jericho, Mike Knox, and Superman John Cena. Do I even need to say who's winning this one and who's getting pinned first? DRM?
Knox has no business in a main event picture. Get him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get him first. To make a little intrigue, I'm actually going to go and say Jericho wins this.
What?
No.
Nikki?
Bad call, but you can have it. What's that?
Yeah, enjoy your looping.
Actually, I think you're next. No, you're not next. Fourth next.
All right.
All right, it's fairly obvious Cena's winning. As much as I want to say Mike Knox is getting the first pin, it's going to be Kane. I hate to say it.
Now you say it, Nikki.
Well, never bet against Cena. I still say Mike Knox gets pinned first.
That boy?
I fall right in line with Nikki. John Cena's going to win, and Mike Knox will never even be in a title match again.
John Cena wins, but Kofi Kingston gets knocked out first.
No.
No. I have him going out fourth. Give him some sort of momentum. At least for Money in the Bank.
And those are your pick'ems. Now we get
what
to some fun.
We.
Let's have some fun.
Let's drop some garbage, folks.
Yes!
Time for some Room 101.
Bring
we have another caller. Hello.
Hello, what's the deal?
Who is this?
This is Mondo. How you guys doing?
Doing all right, Mondo. How about yourself?
I'm doing pretty good. What's the topic of discussion tonight?
Well, we're going to drop some wrestling garbage into Room 101.
Wrestling. Yeah, I think wrestling garbage is what TNA is doing with Sting versus Kurt Angle right now. Because, I haven't watched TNA in a while, and I watched it last night for the first time, like a full episode in a while, and I got pissed off immediately. So I don't know if I can watch TNA anymore.
That's what a lot of people are saying about TNA. They've been saying that since 2007.
Even in 2007, I liked it. I liked it for a long time, but now it's just, I don't know what to say about TNA. I don't know. It's just they aren't doing what they promised they were going to do, and I'm just a little bit disappointed now.
I guess the patron saint of Room 101 is working his magic.
Yeah. I don't know what to say about TNA, though. They just need to quit trying to be WCW and try to be TNA like they were doing before and refocus their attention back on the X Division. Because, that's going to be, where all their goals are going to come from. Do they still have the X Division title? Do they still have that?
Yeah,
it's around the waist of Alex Shelley.
Okay, that's not doing that then. And they need to start pushing what's his name? The Paper Leaf Pump, or what they call him?
He's gone, man.
Where?
According to spoilers, he's gone next week.
Like, they're firing him?
I don't know if he left. Yeah, he left.
Why did he leave?
If you had to look like Scott Steiner for a year, you would too.
Yeah, but you had to win a belt like that. Because I realize, if you wrestle in WWE, unless you're 5'10 or taller, you're not going to get a push.
ROH always has its doors open.
Oh, yeah.
Ring of Honor is pretty good, I guess. Does that come on TV? Because I only find it on the internet.
Yeah. Actually, we haven't talked about this on the show, but Ring of Honor's got a TV deal. It's debuting in March with HDNet.
Yeah, nice. Mark Cuban's company.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Smart investment.
It's pretty good, then. I guess we're going to start seeing like a bit. Because, you know, I've been thinking, at least half these indie shows can get on TV, and they do a whole lot better.
Mm-hmm. And also, they're not paying much in the way of actual money, because isn't Mark Cuban footing most of the bill?
Mm-hmm.
Right, but what's the nasty part of this is that ROH doesn't see dime one of ad revenues. That all goes back to Cuban.
So they'll probably be plugging their website for all their back DVDs.
Yep.
You're going to start seeing quite a few promos for CM Punk DVDs, for Samoa Joe DVDs. WWE and TNA can't do a damn thing about it because they're using their own footage.
Yep.
So, like, we're going to have a chance of WWE letting CM Punk dye his hair blonde, heel CM Punk again.
CM Punk has, it's his own name. I'm pretty much sure that Vince and Punk have an agreement that if Punk leaves, Punk gets to keep his name.
Hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, hopefully.
That's why Colt Cabana is now Scotty Goldman.
Yeah, but see, cause I'm going to be pissed. I'm going to be mad, like, but I turn on TV one day and I see CM Punk, like, Ken, and his name is, like, The Punk or something like that. I'm going to be mad. I like with Sting, whenever he first came to TNA, how they called him the man they called Sting. You remember how they called him that? For like 2 months when he first came to TNA?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they called him that in WCW.
Oh, okay. So that's why they did that?
Yeah, and plus WCW, WWE may own WCW, but remember, Time Warner owns Sting's contract.
Mm-hmm.
So he just sat back and collected money.
So what happened to Time Warner?
I think they're filing for Chapter 11 right now.
They are?
Well, it doesn't matter anyways. They still run TNT and TBS like shit. You can watch Dirty Fucking Dancing for 24 hours a day, according to Kevin Nash.
Poor Kevin Nash.
By the way, I don't... Ooh, damn. They posted a gargantuan loss. But they're not in Chapter 11 just yet.
They're close.
Yeah, losing $16 billion for the last quarter. Yeah.
That's a lot of money. Mm-hmm. The only company I heard of lately filing for bankruptcy, the actual company that did elevator music and department store music.
Yeah, Muzak.
Yep, they're filing for bankruptcy.
Mm-hmm. So, Mondo, you say you want to throw the current Sting Kurt Angle.
Yeah, I don't like it.
In there.
Yeah, I don't like it. Like,
I'm not going to throw it into Room 101, mainly because we need to have this play out first. It's an unfinished angle.
Yeah, but
once it finishes out, we'll determine whether it gets thrown in or not.
I guess you're right, because, the one with JBL and Shawn Michaels, I didn't like that at first, and now I'm liking it. I'm kind of hoping to keep it going for a while because it's kind of entertaining now. But at first, I didn't like it.
Right.
Because I was like, trying to bury Shawn Michaels' character. Like, do you think Shawn Michaels still has like main event potential? Or you think he's done now?
He's been wrestling for over 20 years.
So you think he's
25 years to be exact. He got started around 84, on 82, 83.
So you think his like main event potential is pretty much done with right now?
Yeah, he's starting to push that border age of 45, 50.
Yeah, you're right.
Once you cross there, and if your name isn't Terry Funk, I think you're going away.
Or Abdul the Butch. Yeah, we think they brought back Terry Funk. Would y'all want to see that?
No.
Why not?
Terry Funk and who?
Like, they brought him back just for, like, a couple big hardcore matches on ECW, even though they never do that anymore.
No.
Like, just for, like, 2 weeks straight, it's like a really cool hardcore match. You wouldn't want to watch it?
No.
Not the way WWE does hardcore, no.
How come? They'll ruin it, or what?
Yeah, they'll ruin it.
Okay, remember the hardcore title? You remember the 24/7 rules in the hardcore title back then?
That was fantastic. I loved that when I was a kid.
Okay, that's not ECW hardcore. That's hitting
people
with aluminum garbage cans and cookie plates. You're not going to get barbed wire boards and fire.
Mm-hmm.
Which is
you'd have to go to Combat Zone Wrestling for that one.
Yeah. And
so,
okay, do you guys think the new ECW, do you think it's worth any money right now? Like, what do y'all think about that, honest opinion?
They have a contract till the end of 2009, and I think it's going to go away because they are debuting superstars for WGN, and WGN's putting up quite a bit of money for it, so.
Oh, by the way, I heard something. Scotty Goldman may become the lead announcer on the show, or Superstars, yeah.
Well, what is Superstars? Like, what is that?
Remember Heat? Remember Velocity?
Yeah.
Think that.
Remember the old mid-90s Superstars?
Yeah.
Or roughly that.
Yeah.
So, like, is it new wrestling, or is it, like, old
new wrestling?
New wrestling,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
But, like, it has, like, the wrestlers from the mid-90s, like Buff Bagwell and Courageous and guys like that?
I wish. I wish Evan Courageous was still wrestling, but what Evan Courageous has going on now, if you take a look, search for Evan Courageous on YouTube, you get his demo reel.
Poor Evan Courageous.
Mm-hmm. So, moving on.
Yeah, we're always moving here.
Let's throw some shit into room 101. Statboy, because you won, you get to throw something in first.
I really don't know of anything I really want to throw in there right now. Could you come back to me in a few minutes?
Sure,
well,
Forrest, what do you want to throw in?
What? Well,
room 101.
To be completely honest, I would like to throw in Heroes of Wrestling.
Ah.
If that's not already in, that is just... That was wall-to-wall crap. I got one. How about Bob Sapp versus the main character from their cartoon, Ultimate Muscle?
Boo! No. Bad. Bob Sapp is awesome. Damn it.
Because even though that was like mixed martial arts, that felt like wrestle crap to me. Because it was... He's fighting a cartoon character made real from a cartoon about wrestling, like a Japanese anime.
Yeah,
yeah.
I want to see this match before I would send it anywhere.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it either.
Got to go to YouTube look for it. It's on there.
Okay. Look at it after the show and make a decision out on that next week.
Yeah.
But the Heroes of Wrestling pay-per-view, that was an awful pay-per-view.
It was.
Absolutely.
If I remember correctly, the main event was a tag match, and the team was Yokozuna and Jake Roberts. And Jake Roberts was completely smashed.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It was supposed to be two separate matches, but because Roberts was a little tipsy, they had to change it at the last minute. They put the two matches in one. It became a tag match.
Setting a standard that Raw uses to this day.
How about Booker T calling Hulk Hogan a nigger? Classic wrestling moment.
Mm-hmm.
Just the look on his face going, oh, crap, I just said that on TV. Even if it was...
Like,
Sherry was behind him laughing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Sherry. Did he get in trouble for that, or did he not get in trouble for it?
Nope.
At the time, we weren't quite that PC, so probably not.
Good. Sherry made that whole moment.
Yep. Then later on, she got replaced by Jacqueline.
Bully.
Which is an equal trade-off, in my opinion, when it comes to Harlem Heat, because Jacqueline fit Harlem Heat a bit more.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Tough and rugged, like Sensational Sherry, but
what?
Yeah. But the Heroes of Wrestling pay-per-view is utter garbage, and there's no contest. All of us thought it was crap, so and it goes into Room 101.
Well, at least I can ride off happy on James Storm's cruiser. Knowing that that offender's in that room.
Yes. And by the way, for those who don't know, last week we threw in fourth.
I'll find another way out. You'll see.
BRM.
Stand there, man. Say hi to Cole for me.
Oh, don't worry. I already kicked him in the nuts.
Okay.
Ouch.
Boom. All
right.
How about Chris Jericho assaulting that fan? Is that wrestle crap, too?
Nah.
What is that going to category of?
Jericho. All right. Is it my turn?
Yep.
Okay. In the year 2000, as WCW was beginning its death knell run, they decided that it would be a very good idea to make a movie. A very crappy movie. And how did they decide to promote this movie? Why, give the main star in the movie the WCW World Heavyweight Championship.
Holy.
Ladies and gentlemen, one of the biggest pieces of wrestlecraft ever, David Arquette's WCW Championship run.
Hold on, didn't we already put him in there?
Nope.
Huh. We missed something.
Shame on
us.
Yeah. Now,
I hated that decision. Hold it. Hold it, everyone. I am really hesitant doing this because, sure, it was garbage. However, good came out of that garbage.
Eh?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
All of the money that David Arquette was given for this run that he had.
Mm-hmm.
He donated it, all of it, to the families of Brian Pillman, Owen Hart. Didn't he donate some of it to Darren Drozdoff as well?
I believe so.
About how much money did he get for it?
I'd imagine about $250,000.
Nice.
And here's something interesting. He was opposed to getting the title.
Yep. And guess who foisted it on him?
Russo.
Wrong.
Really?
What?
Schiavone.
Schiavone?
Schiavone didn't have any booking power. How could that happen?
Take a look. I will give you some information. Russo admits this himself. Wrestlecraft Radio's February 2006. Guess who appears on the show?
Mr. Russo.
For a two-part episode, Vince Russo. He admits that during that fateful thunder, of which I have on tape.
I'm sorry.
Actually, it was a pretty good thunder. Vince Russo's original plan was to keep the belt on Diamond Dallas Page, which at that time would have been good. I'd have no problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
Have Jarrett screw Page over at Slamboree. No problem.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're going to throw Arquette in there, have Arquette screw Paige over at Slamboree. No problem. Sure, it would be bad, but it wouldn't be this bad. So, yeah. If David Arquette was opposed to this, then his title line's going into Room 101. How about that?
Works for me.
Yeah. By the way, I do have one now.
What is it, Josh?
I was looking at the old King of the Ring stuff. I was originally going to look at 99 with Mr. Ass and whatnot. But, yeah, this doesn't compare to a match that happened at the following year, King of the Ring 2000's pay-per-view.
Oh,
I think I know which one
you're talking about.
Yeah, the nightmare of a match. Pat Patterson versus Gerald Briscoe. Hardcore evening gown match for the Hardcore Championship.
Guess who booked that?
Pat Patterson.
No.
Oh. Russo wasn't. It figures.
Steph?
Vince loves the good old Pat Patterson reach around.
It was originally, there was one spot left, and Michael Hayes and a few others, Brian Gewirtz were saying, let's have a Diva Braun Pans match. But Vince wanted Pat Patterson, Gerald Briscoe in a hardcore battle royal, a hardcore match. Michael PSA presented to him, and he said, you're right. And once he says that, he goes, uh-oh. So a melding of the two.
Throw that sucker in, please.
Okay.
Head first on.
Only have 3 minutes.
Mickey,
mine's
you.
Easy. Mine's very easy. Since we're doing matches. Well, my thanks to the Botchamania guys for reminding me of this horrible, horrible match. The Minor 49er match in WCW, which involved a box falling off its moorings, a framed picture of Scott Hall, who had been blackballed from WCW,
Booker's face when he saw the picture was priceless.
Well, that alone would keep me from putting it in there, but this match just sucked. Somebody toss it in there because that's something that Booker wouldn't even put on his resume.
That was pretty horrendous.
Saddleman?
Niner, 49er, Matt.
Thank you, sir.
And now mine's hard to explain. And it's whenever the WWE comes into Tacoma, Washington, I am throwing that in. You'll get my full take on this in the archives because we are out of time.
Good night.
And to the live audience.
We still have 40 seconds left.
Oh.
Nice of them to put up with our nonsense tonight, seriously.
Yep. Yeah.
So the question is, will Stepway Josh Henniger hold on to his newly won Fizzleweight Championship? Or
you
one of a few others take it away from him.
Nah.
Will Jason Block finally find his long-lost love in Lillian Garcia?
I'll get that story later.
All that and more next week on the North American Wrestling Connection. Goodbye, and screw Valentine's Day.
Up yours, Valentine's!
Well, it's Valentine's Day. And that also means it's Jason Block's birthday.
So how does it feel to be a year... Oh, wait, Jason's not here. Damn it.
He's not here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, maybe Gordon... You know what? This is a miracle. Went through one live episode and we didn't get a... We didn't get a We Love to Interrupt plug in.
Shame on you.
At least I didn't get a fail horn apart from my picks. But that can change.
Mm-hmm. Alright, here's what I'm throwing in. We also have two more to talk about. We'll talk about those next week. The Tacoma, Washington, whenever the WWE comes to Tacoma, Washington. They did well over here twice. I'm not sure if they did any house shows in between those times. I know for a fact they didn't do a Tacoma, Washington house show. What happened in one of these was the resurrection of WCW. That title match between Booker T and Buff Bagwell.
Mm-hmm.
That match was a complete dud.
You can't fault them for speaking the truth.
And then we have the 2006 Raw from Tacoma, Washington. Let's just say they advertised the new general manager for Raw. Guess what happens?
You got bait and switch.
Yep. And the crowd was pissed.
I'd be pissed too.
Yeah.
Especially since the bait and switch involves Jonathan Coachman.
Well, and I think they had been over in Cleveland in recent weeks before that show and had dropped all kinds of hints of who it could be. They even brought up Paul, even if he was a few months removed from December Disaster.
No.
No, that was before December Disaster, sorry.
Yep.
So he was still available.
They were in the ECW revival mode.
Yeah.
Which went over like Rob Conway. Here in Tacoma, at least. Because, one, we never got ECW.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't even get the pay-per-views.
ECW never did the West Coast, and that's why it always pisses me off that they would do something. ECW guy
did
on the
one
the
show. They did the Cow Palace once.
Right.
Did a few other California cities, but then the whole XPW thing happened and they just said fuck and they weren't going to do it anymore.
Mm-hmm. But like I said, that's why it always pissed me off whenever they would do something big with an ECW guy, but they would do it on the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
Which would be met with an enormous round of indifference.
Yep.
I don't want this in room 101 because it holds a place in my heart. But Bubba Ray's attempt at the World Heavyweight title in September of 2002 was ruined because it was done on the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
And people look at me.
Tacoma, Washington, Raw shows, we had this Spirit Jack match.
You're allowed to be silent for that.
So, do you all grant me entrance to throw Tacoma, Washington WWE shows into room 101?
No, please. Don't let me stop you.
Any other challenges?
Nope.
I don't need
to stop.
By the way, I said WWE shows, not WCW shows, because they did do a WCW pay-per-view here, and it was awesome. Spring Stampede, 1999. But some people say it was the last great WCW pay-per-view. you ever get the chance to find it on YouTube or get the tape, get it. It's really good.
Okay.
And now our special
nope.
Nominations.
Typho is not here.
Well, don't you want to toss, Typho's not here for that one, but don't you want to toss someone?
Oh, yeah. We're going to the World of Major League Baseball for our special non-Wrestling Room 101 pick.
Oh, boy.
No, we're not doing him. Typho's got dibs.
Okay.
Jesse, if you
heard
the promo cut in his show, that was awesome.
We're talking about the head of baseball.
Oh, boy.
In the midst of a financial crisis, in the midst of one of the worst economic disasters in history, what does Bud Selig do?
Raise ticket prices.
No, worse.
Really?
He gives himself a raise.
Oh, fuck him.
$18 million, if I'm not mistaken.
$18 million. I don't know what he was getting beforehand, but whatever it was way too much.
I think it was 15 right offhand.
Mm-hmm.
It's,
yeah, probably
yeah.
15. And he's done such a shitty job as commissioner.
Yeah, he's done single-handedly the worst job I've ever seen in any sport.
Even worse than Vince Russo.
He's even worse than E. Bartlett Giamatti.
Ooh.
At least Bart Giamatti gave us Paul Giamatti.
Eh. True.
Yeah. But here's the example of a good commissioner.
Roger
Goodell.
Whoopsies.
That's okay. Here's what he did.
He
knows
gave
that
himself
there's no
a salary. Yeah.
Yeah, gave himself a pay cut. What was he making now? $13
million? $11
million. Yeah, he's making $11 million now.
Yep.
Aside, and last year he made, what, 14, 13 million?
13, 14 million, yeah, that sounds about right.
He's only making 11 million, and that $2-3 million that he's cutting from himself is going back to help keep people in jobs.
Nice.
Good for him.
But Selig doesn't care.
I think Roger Goodell deserves a win.
Yeah.
Yes.
Roger Goodell is the prime example of a great commissioner of sports. I don't know what Stern or Bettman's doing, but ah, crap!
You just lost it, didn't you?
I lost the soundboard. But anyways, Bud Selig, who has done such an inept job. And by the way, we're going to throw in both him and the Players Union.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because here is what they're saying. They wanted to keep steroids in baseball.
What?
Whoa.
Yeah, level the playing field. Let everybody take them now.
And Bud Selig doesn't want them anymore in baseball because they fucked them over.
Now, one of the reasons they're saying that is because the big baseball boom of the late 90s was wonderfully fueled by all these wonderful drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, now they won't accept their hangover.
Oh, they won't. like that little 3-year-old kid who's done something wrong but won't accept his punishment.
Like Christian in 2002 whenever he lost a match.
Aside from that, except that was hilarious.
Yes, it was.
And it's still used as a measurement of temper tantrums to this day.
Mm-hmm.
We have the Moonometer for blood, we have the Christian meter for tantrums.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, players' union and everybody and any man tied to it should be thrown in there. Do we have enough room for all those guys?
What, the players'
Did
union?
Did you want to watch Bottomless?
Yeah.
Good. I want all the players. I want the players' union and all of its participants, i.e., all of the baseball players in there.
We're not throwing in every baseball player.
Yeah. We've got two coming though. I know it.
Name the two.
The two? I know one's going to be safe for next week.
If one's the Yankee, don't bother.
Yeah, that one's going to be safe for next week. The other, I believe, was a former Oriole?
Tejada?
Yeah, Miguel Tejada.
Here's the thing with Tejada. He didn't actually take steroids. He just lied to a congressional investigator.
Yeah. Something you never do. Lie.
I don't know. You could spend about a year in the federal pen, and it's a felony.
And also wind up saying goodbye to America for good.
Yep.
Meanwhile, baseball will only fine him $15,000, and he won't play. He won't play four games.
But we're gonna pull the lever. We're going to throw Bud Selig and the Players Union in there. Let me write this down to my non-wrestling Room 101 thing. We got a lot of sports people in here.
Excuse me.
And the MLB Players Association. MLB Players Union. Okay. Everybody still here?
Yeah.
Okay. Just want to point out to everybody who's listening to the archive show, we're going to have new Room 101 videos next week.
Woo!
The wrestling Room 101 video, we're going to have two videos. One's wrestling, and the other one is not wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
You're the ones that are going in the wrestling video. Herb Abrams, UWF. Remember that one, Stat Boy?
Yeah. Barely, but yeah.
This is the only wrestling organization that doesn't make a mockery out of professional wrestling.
Yeah.
And also the only organization that's in there? Or is there another promotion in there?
There's another promotion in there, but we're getting to it.
Cool.
Eddie Hart. The ultimate jackass.
I put him there.
Yep.
By the way, I might have told him one of you experimented in college, so if you hear a pounding on the door, do yourself a favor and don't answer it.
I probably won't answer because I'll be in the bedroom making out with someone. Anyways.
No, they're just talking. Really.
And then he sees me with a friend and he's like, that doesn't make the world work. I just hope Jason Block doesn't listen to this. Well, he will. By the way, you said about another organization. Yes, we threw in WSX.
Oh, that was so campy fun, but I understand why it's going in.
Not even Matt Seidel could save it, sorry.
That was a 3-2 vote. I voted no. Who threw Who nominated that?
I think it was Typo who nominated MTV canceling it, but eventually that turned into the actual show being inducted.
Yeah, I think Jason and Nikki spearheaded that one.
Wrestling's silliest explosion.
Yeah,
and that's what made it so awesome.
Yes, and that's what made me hate Jack Evans even more.
You mean Flippy McGillicuddy?
That's where he comes from. Parkland, Washington.
Know.
And where do I live?
Oh, yeah.
Parkland, Washington. I had a weird dream a few nights ago. I was actually trained to be a wrestler. I managed to get into Ring of Honor, and I was told to cut a promo. So I cut one about the state of Washington. And its athletes. And I mentioned Jack Evans.
Oi.
Flippy McGee. Guess who comes out?
Ezekiel
Jack Pat. Evans. We have a match. What do? I break his arm. On accident, mind you, but I break his arm.
Sure, it was an accident.
Hey, anybody's got an ESPN Classic, they got Snuka versus Dennis Stamp on AWA.
He's booked?
I'm watching Nate Morrison on SmackDown. I would change it in a heartbeat. But...
Lockdown 2007.
Yes.
VRM nominated it. Nikki was credited with the assist.
Because I was there, and I can vouch for it.
Goldilocks' heel run in TNA. Thrown in for two words, Eric Watts. And me and Nikki have a special song for the next one. I hear voices in my head.
They're the only ones who understand and talk to me.
We threw in Randy Orton.
Very, very hard.
I remember that.
He was on the show and he was trying to defend him. I thought that was even funnier.
He wanted to throw Jeff Hardy in, from what I remember, and I told him, nope. The only way I throw in Jeff Hardy is if he gets strike three.
Yeah, then he deserves it. And
yeah.
He's like, oh, that's a double standard. Dude, you know, I'd like to throw in my argument that DJ and I had about Chris Benoit, but I don't want to open that can of worms tonight.
Oh, by the way, Nikki?
Mm-hmm.
Update? Yeah, it's still going on.
That's what I thought.
Mm-hmm.
What's this?
The editing of one Chris Benoit.
And until they stop editing, they're not getting a nickel from me. But go on.
Yeah, and it's going to be messy because Super Bowl 3 got the vote for Pick Your Big Ones, and his match was listed. So, who knows?
Well,
okay. Jokes aside, maybe they will lift the Benoit. I'm not trying to be funny when I say it like that, but maybe they will lift it. I don't know.
I don't either. I just... It offends me. I understood it through the first year, but my bone of contention is the fact that, in the grand scheme of things, if Vince had the money and the technology to do it, he would find a way to completely paint somebody else over Chris Benoit and make it look like he never existed,
mm-hmm.
And that scares me. And I've heard people condone that.
Yeah, we've had quite a big debate on that on the WrestleCraft forums.
Yeah.
Wrestling celebrity impersonators. Does that mean I have to look up first for that awful Rosie versus Trump match?
No, but it wasn't a nice thing to do to Ace Steel.
I don't know, what was worse? Him being Donald Trump or him or him calling Tony Atlas Saba Simba?
Saba Simba.
I'd give him a win for that line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What else is on the list there?
Deal or no deal? Oh, I mean, feast or fired.
Boy.
Now, I have the perfect music for that. I actually have the U.S. deal or no deal theme. I don't know how I'm going to do this or put it on the video because my Photoshop skills suck. And it's cattle call autograph sessions. Nikki, you've had some experience with that. Can you hook me up with a couple of your pictures?
The problem is I don't have any pictures of the lines.
Close enough.
I'll give you an idea, though. Get that picture of poor Virgil sitting by himself and just put text over it saying, Virgil wishes he had too many people to sign autographs for.
Yeah.
Got it. That's it. That's the picture.
Thank you. And I'll accept my win next week.
Okay. WWA Revolution. The no-show pay-per-view. This one, the match was scheduled to be Jeff Jarrett versus Macho Man Randy Savage. Guess who we get in return? Jeff Jarrett versus Brian Christopher.
The greatest main event in the history of wrestling. I can't do Shivani.
Shivani wasn't there.
Yeah, I know, but that's Shivani, one of Shivani's lines.
It's the greatest main event in the history of our sport.
There it is.
Damn it, this sucks. Even he would have said that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, WCW did some weird stuff, but they never had midgets wrestling.
Yeah, but Teal and Puppet are awesome.
Wasn't one of them caught jacking off in a garbage can in early TNA?
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
It says wrestling on the marquee, not midget beating off in a trash can.
And not wrestling dicks. Wait, that's both companies.
Bad mental images going on right now.
But here's the thing. Wrestling dicks were not thrown in.
In either sense? Damn.
I tried.
How about Don West?
If he
You're
hasn't
welcome.
Been thrown in already, something's wrong.
Like I said, you're welcome.
Yep.
That means we finally have our Room 101 announce team.
But who's play-by-play?
Michael Cole.
Cole! Oh.
Cole.
Like I said, who's play-by-play?
Michael Cole, where everything is either vintage or a sick opportunistic moment.
We have WWE going PG. And how long has it been since we heard ass or bitch in WWE?
It's actually been a couple of months.
I blame Linda McMahon.
Yeah, but if you get a, if you get any award that relates back to any children's industry,
yep.
All of a sudden you have a moral obligation, although I would have loved to have heard her and Vince arguing over it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Adam Lee hasn't been in the video yet, has he?
Next is Million Dollar Mania.
Oh.
Which means I need to track down of that. Means I need to track down a copy of that clip.
Only the Rickroll clip, man.
Yep.
Rickroll. Rickroll plus national TV equals ratings.
Yes.
Pick up the phone, stupid.
Rickroll on national TV equals a simultaneous epic win and epic fail.
You know what I'm going to do?
Whoever was on the other end of, whoever put that song as their ring back tone deserves double his money for making Vince look that stupid on TV.
That means he would get $200,000.
And he deserves every penny.
$400,000?
It was for
$200,000. Oh, wow.
And it would have been worth every penny.
Well, yeah, it was. The Palumbo McCool angle. You're the one that threw that in, Nikki.
Yes, I did. Because it was poorly, acted. It was a bad, it's a bad concept to be doing anyway. They, instead of trying to find a resolution, it just dropped. And that was the last meaningful thing Chuck Palumbo ever did in WWE.
Mm-hmm. And what VRM said is Mike Adamly in the next video, and he is. He's the last one. And I'm thinking of what to do for theme music for these. I have certain theme songs all prepped for them.
Mm-hmm.
For Mike Adamly, I have the Gladiators theme song.
Wait, which one?
The original?
The original or the rock remix?
I'm doing the original one.
Nice.
For Million Dollar Mania, I'm probably going to say screw the club because that's going to be hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'm just going to play Never Gonna Give You Up.
Yeah.
Never gonna give you up, never gonna let,
never
you,
gonna let
down,
you down,
never gonna
run around
and desert you,
never
gonna
make
you cry, never gonna
never
say goodbye, never gonna tell a lie and hurt you. We're no strangers to love, you know the rules, and so do I.
A full commitment's what I'm
thinking of. You
wouldn't get this
from any other guy. I just want to tell you how I'm feeling. Gonna make you understand. Never gonna give you up.
Never
gonna let you down. Never gonna run around and desert you. Never gonna make you cry. Never gonna say goodbye. Never gonna tell a lie and hurt you.
You're
oh,
me.
God, we're nerds.
That has got to be the absolute worst barbershop quartet I've ever heard. Yeah, I was
decidedly out of
fired.
Key.
You're all fired.
I was decidedly out. If I actually had the song behind me, I'd actually do leagues better.
I'm sorry.
If you guys
would have been kicked out of a karaoke bar. That was awful.
If you had the switchboard, if you had the switchboard off, I would order you to fail yourself.
Yeah, I would have done it too, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. As Homer Simpson once said, that was worse than the album Grandpa released.
Oh my God.
Mr. Seidelman, I dare you to take this entire clip and post it.
Oh my God. This is not how I want to make my YouTube debut.
You got a deal. It's getting posted.
Awesome.
I will admit that was me singing, and you gotta admit, I did a pretty decent job.
And I could have done seriously better.
All right, prove it.
Left a lot to be
I reiterate, you guys would have all been kicked out of a karaoke bar.
If I actually had the song behind me, I'd actually do pretty well. So, hey, whatever.
Screw you, then.
Ew. No, thank you. I don't want to get butthurt. Yes.
Okay, time for the non-wrestling room 101 stuff.
All right.
Think Like a Cat game show.
Huh?
It was that
you
cat game show on GSN.
You don't want to know.
We threw an MTV.
All of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, save for remote control.
Yeah. Remote control is pretty dang good.
Yes, it was.
Remote control, all MTV game shows before
Sandblast from the mid-90s. And there's one you probably have never heard of.
I have. It starred Summer Sanders.
Yeah. And didn't it have some sort of German-Austrian who-what's-it ref?
Yep. By the way, I am not... You forgot one game show afterwards.
Huh?
Idiot Savants.
Idiot Savants? That sounds familiar, but... I don't think I've ever seen a full episode.
Hey, wait a minute. Here's a question. Is the original Celebrity Deathmatch going in with MTV?
Unfortunately, yes.
Sad, but yeah.
What about music videos?
We said the channel, not music videos, because music videos can still be found. Just not on MTV anymore.
Well, that's actually a sigh of relief from me.
Mm-hmm. We threw in, sorry, Bear, I'm going to have to call him by name.
Yeah, earphones are off.
Plaxico Burress.
Ugh.
We also threw in Joey Porter. The NFL Players Association.
Yay.
Yeah.
And O.J. Simpson.
Carmen's a bitch.
Barry Bonds as well. And by the way, everybody's going to be happy with this one. Nancy fucking Grace.
Yes.
Good riddance.
Now, I saw Greta Van Susteren's show here, and Ann Coulter's show. I'm not going to throw them in. At least they're not.
I'd ask you to spare Greta.
They're not getting thrown in.
I'd asked you before to spare Greta, so thank you.
Yeah. I think it was Jason who said spare Ann Coulter. Nadia Solomon. AKA the
and
girl just gave a brooder, a brood woman.
Yeah, you. Oh, good lord! If anybody's bored, go back and hit this week's show on RV Radio, and because we spent a good 40 minutes on this debate, and then Rob came on and defended her.
I will say this: I saw the photo of her stomach, and that was scary. Did you see it?
I've seen the pictures of her, and guess you know I want. Social Security's group to go re-examine her because she's on disability because of her back. She looked pretty good standing there carrying her litter.
How about standing up a couple of days ago on Dr. Phil?
I missed that. I don't give him the time of day.
Mom does. And she's home.
So what was the how bad were our stretch marks?
Oh, probably about the size of my stomach right now, and it's pretty big.
Yeah, it was actually larger than that.
How about Sheila Hershey?
Who?
Well, that's a Neidhart. Sorry, the obligatory impulse. Go ahead.
She is a girl who has set a world record. She went down to Brazil and got, get this, 38 triple K boobs.
K. Yeah, that's just dying for a joke.
Yeah.
Listen to this. She has a gallon of saline in each breast.
That makes my back hurt just thinking about it.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Oh, Forbes in there.
Yes,
what did you do?
I have no idea, but I'm tunneling my way.
You made like a bunch of bad jokes. I think that night.
Well, I'll improvise my way out again. This time. Using a spoon, a Super Nintendo controller, and 4 ShamWows.
He might actually succeed this time.
Sorry, you're definitely staying in the room 101.
You're lucky the soundboard's down.
And today we threw in Bud Selig and the MLB Players Union. We're throwing in a lot of sports things in the room 101 lately.
Sports has lent themselves to be idiots. We are merely rewarding them.
Mm-hmm. I mean, this is we haven't done Mike Tyson yet, but he hasn't done anything really stupid yet.
Not lately.
Mm-mm. Running with the devil. Oh, by the way, I decided to look up YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And, I found the ROH video rosters for 2006 and 2007.
Okay.
In the 2007 one,
mm-hmm.
I see Brent Albright, who used to be, who he used to be?
Gunnar Scott.
Gunnar Scott from WWE, the prodigy of Chris Benoit.
Oh, you can imagine those SmackDowns won't be re-airing anytime soon.
Sadly.
By the way, and then I see him in Ring of Honor, and it's like, holy crap.
Yeah. You don't recognize him if all you've seen are his WWE pictures.
I've never seen him as Brent Albright in a match. I have the first Ring of Honor pay-per-view.
Mm-hmm.
With an excellent promo with my hero, Larry Sweeney.
Whom I've met.
Don't you have this picture yet?
I do. It was on my front page for a while.
All right, I'll look at it at Ring of Honor later on. Go to our website, NikkiHammond.com.
Go to my Ring of Honor page to find the Smenjestic picture of Larry Sweeney.
sadly not holding his ICWA Texarkana television title.
He didn't have it on him when he was over there signing autographs. But then again, I don't blame him because there was enough people around there. Somebody could have grabbed it, ran over, hit it to the high spot table.
Could have given it to Brian Alvarez.
or fed it to Delirious, who was wandering around there.
We should do that at a Ring of Honor show.
What's that?
We need to defend the ICWA Texarkana television title. You know who'd be the perfect opponent? From the great state of obesity, Brian Bobby Dempsey.
That would be an amusing affair.
Speaking of large people in Ring of Honor, did anyone hear about Chris Harris, about the rumor that he's been spreading?
No.
Apparently he's saying that Ring of Honor is considering hiring him. I'm not kidding.
Ring of Honor wants Chris Harris?
I ain't buying it.
Unless they wanted to almost kill Bryan Danielson.
Say that again.
Unless they want him to almost kill Bryan Danielson.
I am the one who's supposed to get rid of Bryan Danielson. It's just another pipe dream on the line. I just wish I could wrestle or knew how.
Just ask New Jack to teach you. I'm sure he enjoys showing people his craft.
Did you say craft or crap?
I said craft, but
it's we're probably
dealing
both. By the way, thinking about New Jack, I gotta find this video footage of him on a. Guess where he was one episode talking to teenagers. He was on the freaking Maury Povich show.
Now that's amusing. Was he doing a scary straight program?
Yep.
Well, things were probably going all right until someone mixed up Sprite and 7-Up.
Ooh. Or somebody touching Loki's ice cream.
Yes, that's in everything.
You shall respect his ice cream.
And Loki's now in WWE. Perfect.
Yep.
As Koala or Koal.
This kind of sounds like Cabal from Mortal Kombat 3.
Yeah, that's about right. Just take out the B, put in a B, and booyah.
I would like to think that Cabal had a great finisher. He unmasked. Show off his hideous side. And scared the person to death. But then again, oh, by the way, Midway filed for bankruptcy.
Yeah, not surprised.
Sorry to hear that.
I'm not.
At least Impact won't get a sequel.
Maybe. They only went under Chapter 11. It's going to be moved off to the other companies that picked him up. Chapter 7 means you're done. Goodbye. Never see you again.
That's what happened to 3DO a few years back.
'Cause
if I remember correctly.
Them, you couldn't give those away, man.
I'm talking about the company.
Yeah, but mainly because they went under, mainly because of that system.
$700 they wanted for it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We couldn't give them away. I worked at a game shop when those things came out. We could sell a Neo Geo faster than we could sell a 3DO.
Okay. Oh.
Wow.
I could barely justify spending $700 on a PS3. I can't imagine a few generations back in terms of technology justifying it then.
Mm-hmm. I justify it for a 3DO.
The 3DO wasn't a bad system. It was so fucking expensive. The Neo Geo justified it because it was like a play choice. You were actually getting the arcade engine. And the cartridges were bigger than videotapes.
Wow.
The cartridges were bigger than an NES.
Stack two, and you've got about an NES.
Yeah.
That reminds me. Speaking of old school games, I've got an itch to download a Genesis emulator. I want to play Shining Force for some reason.
I got Rocket Knight in my Genesis.
Yeah, but I don't want to dig out my deck. I actually want to go. I want to go find me a Genesis emulator.
I'll be honest with you, I haven't found one that was really good. Mainly because that was Jen's was one that I got and it was really shitty.
Okay.
But since now I have an actual Genesis, I can probably pick up the cartridges for dirt cheap. I mean, the thing I really want now is like a 6-button controller.
Oh, definitely. Grab that in Genesis Street Fighter Champion Edition.
Mm-hmm. Or Genesis Royal Rumble.
There you go.
You want to know why I have it on there?
Hmm.
That has Rick the Model Martel.
Ah.
But here's
great
what
wrestler,
I'm thinking.
Bad gimmick.
Huh?
It's a great wrestler, bad gimmick.
Model was a good gimmick.
Oh.
It gave him a personality. That gimmick ran for years.
I see your point.
I'm just kind of disappointed they didn't put a belt on him. I mean, he would have made a great Intercontinental Champion.
I know, but this is back when Scott Hall was down to only 2 beers a night, so back then he was phenomenal. Now,
I'm talking about like in 91, 92.
Yeah?
Before Scott Hall was in the company. Anyways, I'm rambling.
I have an idea. Let's make more wrestling Pokemon.
No.
Nah. I think we had enough last week.
Yeah. Gary, what do you say about all that's happened tonight?
I'm going to pull your endocrine system out of your body.
Somebody got their soundboard back.
Huh?
Yeah.
I gotta make that into a sound effect. Say that again, Gary.
System out of your body.
Shut up. Anyways, I can't wait until Gary Busey actually gets on the soup. Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, there's another video. There's various Busey videos. Here's one.
I have a hobby.
It's from gotvmail.com. About okay. Gary Busey. It's called Gary Busey on Business. Just a little taste.
It's really wonderful because it helps me understand the meaning of one word with a sentence that reflects the word's meaning and definition. These are called Buseyisms because I take these from my own heart, my own spirit, my own soul, and make this interpretation so you can hear it and live by it. The word now, N-O-W, no other way. Time out. To ensure measured energy on using time. The word team, T-E-A-M. Together, everyone achieves more. And that's the foundation of the bottom line for Got V Mail.
Odd.
On that note.
Yeah.
You gotta admit, DC is an awesome actor.
And the man was nominated for an Academy Award for crying out loud.
Sadly, he went from, I don't know what's worse, acting with Steven Seagal or being on Celebrity Fit Club.
Do you really have to pick one?
Yeah.
Oh.
Remember, that movie he acted with Steven Seagal and was Under Siege, the original one.
Oh, actually, that was a good movie, so.
Practically the only Steven Seagal movie that didn't suck.
But you didn't like Fire Down Below?
Nope.
Exit Wound? That
nope.
One he did with Ja Rule?
How about Half Past Dead? And my mom is a big Steven Seagal nut. When she sleeps, I bet she dreams of a three-way between Steven Seagal, herself, and Keith or Sutherland.
Creepy.
Okay. I don't want to hear too much about that because I want to be able to like using the word damn it.
Here she has both Under Siege movies, Into the Sun, Fire Down Below, Today You Die, The Foreigner, and Hard to Kill.
Today You Die. What is she just grabbing random things like Super Mega Murder Face? That's the title.
She's also got Waterworld.
I'm sorry.
Oh. She also has Herbie Fully Loaded.
Now that wasn't horrible.
Back when Lindsay Lohan could hide it very well.
Well, she's not hiding it now, but every time she sees the camera, she starts to flash it.
I was talking about the drug and alcohol stuff, but all that too.
There are pictures of that as well. Anyways, let's end this cavalcade of fun, shall we?
Yes.
So, for all the people that called in, Jason, Typho, that's the last thing. What happened to Typho?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
Maybe he's off shining a rifle waiting for A-Rod.
Then he'd say, sorry about your damn luck. Good night, everybody. We'll see you next week. By the way, check out youtube.com/stigmafan in the upcoming days. You will see the new Room 101 video.
Oh, boy.
Yay.
That means a fourth through Rustcrap. I need two pictures of yourself.
All right. I don't know if I'll be able to get them in time, but I'll do what I can.
Doesn't have to be next week. Well, try to at least.
All
right. Slide them under the door carefully.
No, it's got to be through the Rest Crap forums, or you have my AIM, right, Fort?
I believe I do, yeah.
MMX fan too?
Yeah.
Just send me the pictures through there.
All right.
It'll be quicker, it'll be easier, and you don't have to upload it onto a photo bucket.
Cool.
Isn't this exciting for you, Forrest? You're going to be in a video.
Well, it's probably not the way I would have hoped. It is somewhat exciting, yeah. But at least I'll be next to such greats as Plaxico Burress.
And Nancy Grace.
But.
Oh, and Nikki?
Yeah.
The logo?
Ah, wait. I'm on it.
All right. Good night, everybody. I'll see you next week.
Yep. Good night.
All right.